ECFA's resources to serve your church are about to get even better. Tune into today's podcast for big news from the ECFA team.
Informing, encouraging, and supporting your church. You're listening to the Excellence in Church Administration podcast from ECFA.
Hey everyone, we are so glad that you've tuned in for another Excellence in Church Administration podcast. This is Michael Martin from ECFA, and I'm joined in studio today by two leaders who are very dear to my heart and probably yours. We have Dan Busby, president of ECFA, and Dr. Warren Bird. So Dan, hey, I'm thinking that we should cut right to the chase today. We've got some awesome news for our podcast listeners and all the churches that we serve here at ECFA. Can you tell us? What's the big news?
Well, Michael, I would love to. You mentioned Warren Bird is with us in studio today, and in the past, he's joined us as a special guest of the podcast, and today I am so pleased to introduce him as the newest full-time member of ECFA's leadership team. So, Warren, we are so excited to welcome you aboard.
Well, I wish everybody could kind of see the grin on my face. People say I have a face for radio. But it's a joyous transition, and I just really look forward to what God is going to do in and through us.
That's right. So some big, awesome news. And Warren, I know that we've had the privilege of working with you for many, many years on different projects and ways to serve church leaders in your longtime role at Leadership Network. Maybe tell the folks that are listening to the podcast just a little bit about your background at Leadership Network and how that makes a nice, natural transition here to the ministry at ECFA.
Well, at Leadership Network, probably the two main things I did will both carry over to ECFA. First, we got the relational pulse in that we listened to people, we got to know people, and I especially listened for the moment when people said, you know what I really want to know? For churches like us, what do other churches or how do other churches? And now here at ECFA, as I do the same things, well, for example, we already have one out of the cooker. You go to ecfa.org surveys, plural, and we ask people about charitable giving. How did 2017 end? How did 2018 begin? What's it looking like for you going into 2018? And you can find the results. We have a whole lot. In fact, we spent this morning dreaming of ways, how can we serve churches and parachurch Christ-centered ministries? And we've got all kinds of ideas.
That is for sure. We've got some super exciting things that are coming down the pike here at ECFA. I wish we had more time to talk about them on the podcast today. But Dan, I know there actually might be some listeners who are with us that maybe they're new to the podcast, they're new to ECFA. Before we continue the conversation here with Warren, maybe just give us a quick 30 seconds background on ECFA as the leader here.
Well, that's a great idea. ECFA is the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability, and our mission is simply to enhance trust in Christ-centered churches and ministries. Now, we do that primarily by certifying churches and ministries for financial integrity based on our 7 standards of responsible stewardship, which include governance, financial management, and transparency and stewardship. You know, I've been a part of ECFA for over 25 years now in different roles, but I'm pleased to say we have the most members in our history today, and we're growing faster than ever before with more than 2,200 certified member organizations across the United States. Our members include mission ministries, pregnancy resource centers, gospel rescue missions, media, and much more, but our fastest growing segment for the last few years has been local churches, including 45 of the largest churches in America. Those would be the ones over 5,000 in weekend attendance who are ECFA certified. And actually, the number of churches we certify has nearly quadrupled in the last 10 years. So, Warren, turning back to you, you mentioned your great work at Leadership Network over the years in researching and supporting the growth of large churches like those that are only continuing to grow in their size and impact for the kingdom. So what is it that makes you so passionate about serving pastors and churches?
Well, fundamentally, if you do any biographical description of me. Yes, you can talk about the books and reports and research that I've done. But the short version is I love Jesus, and I believe that God works through the local church. And I'm personally very active, as I have been way back pastoring, then assistant pastoring, eldering, governing board, you name it. I've worn the hat or continue to wear the hat at church. And I was just delighted to see that ECFA has such a treasure trove of tools to help churches and leaders. You know, for example, a recent discussion I heard, well, how much cash flow should a church like ours have? You know, how much should we have keep in the bank? What's the cash reserve? And who has a pulse on that? ECFA does, and there are resources. We'll be serving the broader nonprofit Christ-centered community as well, all of whom are involved in churches as well. So it just keeps circling back to this: the more we can strengthen pastors and churches, the more God is going to do things that continue to amaze us all.
Amen to that. And I think it's that spirit and that heart that makes such a good fit for ECFA. And Warren, I want to piggyback too on one of the comments that Dan made earlier about this record growth that we've been seeing in the number of church members here at ECFA. So Warren, you've worked alongside churches, I know, for many years. All the while, you've been a good friend to ECFA. And obviously now, you know, you believe enough in this ministry that you've joined our full-time staff. So I'm sure you're getting the questions, you know, in terms of why you joined ECFA and what we have to offer for churches. So what do you tell friends who ask you that question?
Well, it's a great question. And the short version is, you're the leader in the field. Why reinvent the wheel? Why not come and take the people who are doing amazing things already and seeing if by throwing my weight and energy into the mix, I can help you go further and farther and faster. So, you know, Dan, earlier you spoke of what ECFA is. Well, $27 billion in total annual revenue, about half of which comes from giver contributions. This is a community of people who are serious about demonstrating integrity, who want to be intentional about how do we do our finances well and right, and our governance and all the pieces that go with it that are outlined in ECFA's seven standards. And I'm just real excited to help churches and ministries like that go forward and have more tools in their hands.
Hey, podcast listeners. This is Tracy Weber from the ECFA Church Engagement Team. You just heard Dan, Michael, and Warren talking about the record number of churches coming through our ECFA certification program. Earning ECFA certification gives your church the right to display ECFA's trusted seal of financial integrity. When you show the ECFA seal on your website, in new member classes, or during giving campaigns and more, it helps increase confidence with your givers and enhances your testimony before a watching world. Go to ecfa.church/join to learn more. And before you take advantage of the new simplified ECFA membership application, be sure to email podcast@ecfa.org for a waiver of the $500 application fee. It's valid now through August 31st. And again, just email podcast@ecfa.org for this discount and for help getting started. And now let's go back to our interview welcoming Dr. Warren Bird.
Well, Warren, we're going to pick on you a little bit while you're still the new kid on the block. And that is, we know that not that long ago, you were pretty much a newcomer to the website at ecfa.church. In terms of resources, what did you see that maybe some of our listeners might not be aware of?
Yes. Okay, let's start with the search function, which I used early and many people will as well. A recent question I got by a deacon chair at a church, we need to do an audit, or we think we should do an audit. You know, what are our options for an audit? What kinds of audit should we do? there's just type in the word audit in the ECFA search function. You've got some essentials, e-books, I guess. I'm still learning the language. Is that what you call
them? That's right. Yeah, the essentials series.
They are quick reads. They are on just very practical subjects of governance, cash management, finance, and other aspects of financial integrity. And they're free downloads. They're awesome. You have timely webinars and podcasts, live or replay. And just today, I heard one on a legal issue that, you know, churches need to be up to date on. And you would think, okay, ECFA, that sounds like a real narrow topic. You look at the list of podcasts and webinars that you do, you cover a wide range. No, not you. We cover.
Right. So we're still making the transition here.
A wide range of stuff. Then there's surveys. Now, you've got a bunch of surveys already out there on governance and other helpful topics, but we've got more coming, and that's very exciting. Y además, también tenemos un número creciente de materiales en español. And for those who don't yet speak Spanish, I just said that we have an increasing number of materials in Spanish and a few in Korean as well. So we are trying, as the church becomes more diverse and grows, we are just having a good time resourcing it.
So, Dan, next time you're on the podcast, I'm going to ask you to speak your Spanish as well.
I think I'll use Korean.
There you go. There you go. We'll have all our bases covered. So, no, but those are really good examples, Warren. And I do feel like I also have to call attention to just so many of the free resources that are on our website. Many of those you did mention, and those are available through the churchexcel.org website, which is a fantastic portal that we have of many of the different free resources for churches that are not yet certified members of ECFA, and it's been amazing what God has done. We're literally seeing thousands of churches that are enjoying those helps in the community at churchexcel.org.
Okay, so yeah, let me just say, it's churchexcel.org. Again, this was a learning to me that, you know, I went to ecfa.org and found there's just this whole new community in this other website that you sponsor. So, good stuff.
That's right, just for churches.
Okay, now, since we're doing this and I'm the new kid, let me ask you a question. When I've gone to conferences, I've just been wowed. You, like, don't send your interns to staff the booth. You send, like, CPAs, attorneys, people. Well, Michael, you are an attorney and a CPA. Dan, you are a longtime CPA. You both had incredible experience in churches. People like you are at the booths. So, okay, pastors and church leaders all walk along. What are some of the best questions you've gotten at these displays and conferences where you speak and do webinars? Or what's a question you wish people would ask as they walk by, just to plant a seed, because people will see you?
Well, I think I'm going to donate all the tough questions to you, Dan. How about that?
Okay, Michael. Well, I would say some of the tougher questions we get from church leaders are things like, why should we choose to have an annual audit of our financial statements? Or why should we be transparent? As long as ministry is happening effectively, no one needs to know the details. Or we don't need accountability, do we? We're only accountable to God. Or maybe worse yet, we're only accountable to ourselves. There is so much to say in responding to tough questions like these, but let me try to sum it up in one of my favorite quotes attributed to John Wesley, and that is this: our primary responsibility is to give the world the right impression of God. It's a timeless quote, but I think it has particular relevance for the new world we see churches facing today. You know, as a researcher, Warren, you would appreciate the results from a recent Barna study finding that 1 in 4 Americans now identify as atheist or agnostic. And one of the top cited reasons for their disbelief is lack of trust in the local church.
Yeah, Dan, I think really what you're saying in so many words is that ECFA's mission, that mission of enhancing trust, it could not be more relevant than it is today.
Well, that's right. And And it's not just those outside the church where we face some new challenges. In this new day, even givers and faithful inside our churches are seeking additional assurance that their generosity is being stewarded well as they read headline after headline of fraud and abuse in institutions. So you can hardly blame them. Combine those cultural changes with a seemingly endless flood of governmental regulation red tape, and it can seem overwhelming to serve as a church leader these days, but we have hope, and that underscores the continuing need for ECFA's ministry.
No, that's right. Thanks so much, Dan. Those are great responses to all the tough questions. I'm thankful that I donated those to you. But Warren, on a lighter note, you also asked, right, that what are some of the questions that we wish someone would ask? So this one might sound funny, but I wish more churches would actually ask us what it costs to be an ECFA member each year, and especially because churches that already meet our standard of having their financial statements either audited, reviewed, or compiled by an independent CPA, you know, depending on size, especially those churches, I wish they would ask. And that is because ECFA's annual certification fee, and that's interchangeable for what we call membership, that fee is so modest, and it's based on average weekend attendance. We do that so that churches of all size, whether you're large or small, that cost is not a prohibitive factor. And I know that our podcast team at podcast@ecfa.org, they'd be happy to send that fee schedule to anyone who's researching and wants to know about the cost to join ECFA. So that, I think, would be kind of the first thing that I wish more churches would ask. And then beyond that, Warren, I would also say that I wish that more churches would ask about the resources we offer. And you alluded to that. You even spoke about it in Spanish. Some of the resources I know that we offer, of course, they're going to be exclusively for ECFA members, but really our heart is to help all churches enhance trust, and that's why we make so many resources available for free on the resource community at churchexcel.org that we mentioned earlier. So it's really no cost, there is no catch, and so I wish that more churches would ask us about that. So does that help answer some of your questions, Warren?
You bet, yeah. Thank you a lot, and you know, I'm going to ask some of those questions as we go by, because this whole idea of having an outside group validate that and affirm that you are adhering to the highest financial integrity is more and more needed. And putting those resources in your hands is so helpful.
Absolutely. Well, we are so glad that you're here on the ECFA team, and you better believe that we're going to be recruiting you more in the future for some of your great insights on the podcast and maybe even some guest interviews in future episodes.
It would be an honor. I'd be delighted.
Well, as we close out, I want to share again a very warm welcome to Dr. Warren Bird. Warren, we are so grateful to have you on the ECFA team and look forward to the impact you will have through this ministry for many years to come. And to you, all of our podcast listeners, we're so grateful for your time listening today and the role you play in enhancing trust in the church. You are just as much a part of this ministry, and we look forward to serving you as a certified member of ECFA or through the many resources we offer. God bless you, and we look forward to being with you again soon for another episode of the Excellence in Church Administration podcast.